Below told the health board that to date the county has seen 536 cases total, and 47 of those have been hospitalized. He said they saw 21 more cases over the weekend, a pretty significant uptick. And Below said he expects that the 4th of July gatherings will likely lead to a surge in a week or two. The health director said that previously they talked about the cases surging in counties around them, but now he said they're here. He added that the county's first COVID death has had an impact on them.
That obviously is a turning point for us, and it doesn't necessarily change the way we work, but I think it certainly changes the way we view where we are at in this response.
He said he could give few details about the fatality, except that he was a male over 65.
He was significantly older than 65. He was a fighter, had been in the hospital for an extended duration of time. We all were very hopeful, and we, in fact, some of us had heard that he was improving, and then unfortunately appears to have taken a turn for the worse. So,
Below said he's mindful of the impacts on the local economy, while he's also following the troubling numbers from the state.
From early in June, the state has multiple days with one period of time where we had an incidence plateau, but multiple days of incidence increase. And it's not a coincidence that this began when we went to the yellow phase. We had stabilized it to some extent statewide, and it began to climb. I know that if there's individuals from the business community listening, our intent is to not, in public health, is to not completely squash this thing. We know that there's a balancing point between the economy and COVID and protecting health and safety. And certainly the economy is tied to health and safety. And so I think in some respects, we're kind of in the middle of a grand experiment, if you will, to find out where that balance is and how we can manage this disease relative to controlling it. And I think that's kind of the grand experiment that we're in.
The majority of cases right now are in the age group between 15 to 44.
And we more and more and more are hearing the public argument that that's okay because they tend to have better outcomes. That's accurate, that they have better outcomes than older adults and people with comorbid conditions, but they continue to carry the disease and increasingly they are being hospitalized with it. The entire demographic of this has shifted. The proportion from early in the outbreak of our total cases that fall into this group in a short period of time has increased 15%. That can be tied directly, and we've all seen it. We've all seen pictures of large gatherings. We all know individuals in this age group that are not necessarily practicing the best behaviors. And as I've observed completely anecdotally, walking into businesses in Summit County, more often than not, the people I'm seeing without masks fall within this demographic.
He said the amount of testing has increased both for the state and Summit County, but the additional testing is not enough to account for the surge in cases. He also said a University of Utah study has found, as a very preliminary result, that 4% of the county population are showing antibodies, meaning that herd immunity is a long way off. With all those troubling indicators, Below said the county is not in the dire situation it faced in April. The percentage of positive cases being hospitalized and fatalities in the state are down, again because the cases are occurring to the young. In a national ranking of cases per 100,000 people, Summit County is positioned in the middle. Below said that's good news, considering they were among the hot spots in the U.S. at the beginning of the pandemic. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.